Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, at 6 o'clock. And with that, I'll ask for a established quorum.
Karen Ward, here.
Kathy Aiden, present.
Steve Martinez, present.
Greg Jones, present.
The mayor's present. So item number three is our Pledge of Allegiance. So Jerry will lead us, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jerry. Are there any added agenda items?
None from staff.
Okay. Council? Item number five is ordinance number 2014-07, an ordinance of the City of Lapine establishing a tax on the sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products. This is an open public hearing, and I will open that hearing at this time. I will ask for a staff report.
Well, you guys have this from a couple weeks ago, and then we sent this out to you on Tuesday. I put in the percentages that you had talked about, and I thought those were fair, and, you know.
Is that in the ordinance itself, though, Rick?
That
or
is
the resolution?
The resolution.
Okay.
And, of course, the reason you do that's easier to change it. But
right.
So we did the it'll be just that, you know, it's 5% and 12%. 5% for medical and 12% for recreation. So that's kind of in the middle of what we talked about. So, you know, this would establish, if obviously recreational marijuana passes and becomes law, but it could be in a year from now too, so you know, you don't know. But this would allow us to tax marijuana accordingly, and then the medical marijuana, which is already in existence. We, of course, don't allow medical marijuana because we have a moratorium right now, but then that will all change between now and in May. So right now, as of today, if this is the past, you have nothing to tax because there isn't any. But so this is a placeholder, as we've talked about, because the bill requires that this, the one we're voting on in November, requires that this be in place prior to the adoption. So that's what we're doing. You've been reading a lot about this in the papers. And some cities are doing it, some aren't. Looks like the marijuana thing, who knows? It's a kind of a close race. Whether or not that's going to pass, we'll all know in over 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So, if you have any questions, you know, I think this is one of those things that will play its way out over time. It's kind of fashioned up after the transit room tax. You know, where you collect 6% of the motel tax, 7%, some cities are 9 and 10, but it's the same basic principle. That was kind of the template that they used. How we collected, whether we want to do it quarterly, not monthly, late fees, penalty fees if they don't pay, all that kind of stuff that you go through with motels.
Any questions, council, of staff?
If we decide to change that amount, the tax rate, is that going to be difficult unless we do it like tonight?
Oh, you mean later?
Well, yeah, like the 12% go to a 15%.
That's why you put it in the resolution. You could change the amount
before we
the tax is established.
Okay.
At least that's my interpretation. And Jeremy had to be in Burton's tonight, so.
Any? Hearing none, Stu, anything?
Well, I just, you know, we have in the past with our transit room tax had some issues, like you said, about collecting and reporting, et cetera, et cetera. Is there any way to, and I know this is probably a crazy question, but to tighten that up for this ordinance? I mean, you give them penalties and late payment, you know, 30 days following the date, 15% added on top, 10% penalty, you know. Because once, it just seems like we're always, I'm sorry, but fighting with, you know, things that are not duly paid on time.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to work on our, amend our transit room taxes. That was the first ordinance that was passed here. What you'll notice, like under the collection items, under number 11, where it, what I think, one thing, it really spells out, very last sentence, you're right, so it's got the $50 fee minimum, 50%, all the different stuff, and what you're, what I think the thing that is good about this one, it says, in addition to any penalties entered the ordinance, the city may recover from seller legal and administrative fees. So in other words, if the attorney spent $10,000 collecting it, that gets added on. You don't, you know. But there's, you know, these kind of taxes and things that we're not going to, no one's going to probably go to jail for this kind of a thing. I mean, so all you could do is fine them, have a penalty based on the amount they owe, and then make them pay for all the costs that it takes you to collect it. And, you know, and then you're going to go through the courts like we were talking here recently on the transit room tax. And whether you're going to file liens and kind of all, you know, you could end up going to court. You know, these kind of things is pretty tough if they just, although, this is what we don't know. One thing about it recreational site, OLCC is going to be running this because that's in the ballot measure. They're going to come up with a system, and they got like a year to come up with how it's going to be done. So if they don't pay locally, does OLCC shut them off? I mean, that's, I think all of that is being determined.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. How are they going to, how on earth are they going to, you know, watch out for fraud? You know, people are going to be paying, taking cash and not reporting. I mean, how do they do that?
Well, I think that, you know, this kind of a thing is definitely higher in fraud because everyone's paying cash. 99% of people in a motel paying a credit card or debit card, so there's a printable record.
Yeah. Well, I know in Colorado they had this problem, and one of the problems was the banks wouldn't allow them to take credit cards because then they were participating in something that was breaking a federal law, so they wouldn't let them use
credit
cards.
That's correct. There's two banks, I guess there's a couple banks that have kind of been created that will do this. Mm. But you're right, there are big banks at this point are rejecting it based on the federal, and so these guys cannot get bank accounts.
Yeah.
And they can't get a Visa machine.
Well, that's what I mean. There's really hard for them to, you know, discover fraud if they are taking all cash. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the and entrepreneurs will figure out how to, someone will decide I can make a lot of money taking Visa to do it.
Right.
But Wells Fargo and Bank of America probably aren't at this point.
Is there any way to tie our business license to the fact that they don't pay?
Well, it's not in this ordinance, and we could amend our business license at some point. You don't want to make a bunch of changes to this because then you
can't. Okay. Okay. Anything else, Council? Is there a motion to approve ordinance number 20? We need to go.
No, you have to have a public hearing. Yeah.
Okay. Is public comment at this time? Anyone have any public comment in this public hearing for this ordinance to tax the sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing and ask for council deliberations. Is there a motion to... Any comments, Council?
No. We've covered it.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the ordinance of the City of Lapine establishing a tax on the sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products, number 2014-07?
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Who moved now?
Any discussion?
She seconded.
I seconded. She moved it.
No discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let the record reflect its unanimous approval of ordinance number 2014-07.
Don't you have to have a roll call vote for amendments?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have a roll call vote.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Karen Ward, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Rick Jones, aye.
Let the record reflect the roll call is unanimous. Okay. Item number six is a resolution number 2014-12, a resolution of the Lapine City Council establishing tax rates for the sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products in the city of Lapine. I just entered the comment to begin with. Staff, do you have anything else?
The resolution, that's what you do with water rates. We end up passing an ordinance that says you can set the rates, and you do it by resolution to actually put the rate. So that's why this is done. It's a sister to the ordinance. The ordinance is kind of the higher set of law. This is then the implementing. And so this is where your tax rate is. You'll see it in item three.
Mm-hmm.
That sets the rate at this time. Resolutions don't require as the same notice as an ordinance, and so for easier to amend down the road.
Okay. I'd like to just add for the council's information. I've looked at the other cities and they've gone to an even number, and I think that as we look down the road, what some of our needs could be, in if we have to maintain services around this whole issue of marijuana, that I would recommend to the council that we go to 15% in place of the 12. That would be the 5 and 15, and if you look at what some of the other cities have done, they've stuck with these numbers. So that's my input.
So that would be my comment, is changing that to 15.
Anybody?
Well, I think that's probably a good idea in the future, but for this one, it's been advertised at the rates that are currently in the resolution, so I think we should probably stay with what we have for this one, and then maybe take that approach in further ones. That's my thought.
Kathy?
I don't have a problem raising it to 15% because of what happens once this comes in. If the city has to be more involved. I don't have a problem with it.
Use your mic, Harry.
I like 15%. I think that's a rounded number. And
okay. Is there any further discussion? Is there a motion to approve the resolution with the change of item number 3 to 15%?
I'm hoping that that's not a problem. I don't think it is, but.
Okay. I like the idea of, well, it's motion.
I so moved.
Moved. Second.
This is seconded.
Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? I would just say that I think while we're at this, rather than coming back to it, and just because we talked about it at being 12 last time wasn't really giving anybody an idea that would be the ultimate amount, so that's all I have to say.
And then I'll add that, again, it was advertised. Our friends in the media put it out there, so I think we should wait, but,
okay.
So be it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
Opposed? Let the record reflect that the resolution number 2014-12, a resolution for the City of Lapine Council establishing tax rates for the sale of marijuana and marijuana-infused products in the City of Lapine, is passed with 3 votes for and 1 vote against, and that was by Councilor Martinez, with a rate of 15% for the recreational marijuana.
And Mr. Mayor, if it could be noted, the reason why my vote is nay.
So
make sure you put that in the minutes that, mm-hmm. as he stated.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 7 is approval of the City County Industrial Land Conveyance Intergovernmental Agreement. Okay. Any input here?
Well, Council? Probably you get a staff report first.
What's that?
Well, I have a staff report, right?
Yeah. No, that's...
Okay. Today we included, Ben Bolton did a story in the business section.
Mm-hmm.
The mine wants to... And the industrial park, which I don't know if you saw it, but you have a copy
yep.
there.
Yep.
It's a nice story. Rachel Reese did that. And then they will update it if you approve it, I believe. She told me to email them or something. But the county is going to take this up next Tuesday to approve it if we approve it. They wanted us to approve it first. We talked about it at a work session. Jerry, if you, I don't know if Jerry wants to make a comment, but. This has been 6 months in the making, and it's actually a big deal. It really gives the city, I mean, it does two or three things. A, it puts you in control of those industrial lands and the pricing side of it. It will speed up responses to prospective businesses. Jerry ends up with someone talking to him, and you know, you have a convoluted system of kind of saying, we don't know the price, you had to get their permission, they had to approve it, and you know. Just the bureaucracy that there was. So, you know, I think it adds that. And then thirdly, it gives us a funding source for to put in 50% of the proceeds, 50% will go to the county, 50% we keep, and it'll be earmarked for economic development. One of the changes was one of the whereas the county wanted, the county commission, when they talked about it, their work session, they want to make sure, and it's probably important to get on the record, that this money is used for economic development. And they're concerned about how, and we just had that discussion the other day with the radio station. I think what the county's saying, but it's not, you know, it doesn't forbid it, but I guess, at least on the record, the intent is economic development. You know, you can argue almost anything is economic development. And I think they're trying to say real economic development. And so do you think, you know, if you understand what they're saying, they want to bring jobs, they want to put in some sewer lines to industrial land, open up new industrial land, use it for incentives to bring companies, that be true economic development, not out on the edges of putting playground equipment in a park, you know.
Yeah.
And so they wanted that, and we did include that. This is a 5-year agreement. And then if it works, you know, obviously we can, it could be extended by written agreement. And it does exclude BioGreen, we talked about it before, so if, under the current agreement the county has with BioGreen, we would not be subject to any sharing of the proceeds because that has been negotiated years ago. However, any new ones in a couple, one pending Cascade Divide, we would be able to share. And also remember, if the land is ever leased, we get to share that. So if someone wants to lease an acre, and they pay $1,000 a year, we get our share, we get our 50%, they get their 50%. So it's lease and sale, because a lot of times land in the industrial park would be leased. That's not uncommon. Or a lease purchase type thing. The county's ready to hold their hearing and sign off on this. You'll see the maps we included in the latest edition where you've got, they're highlighted in yellow, those are all owned by the county. The ones unhighlighted are private. Not. They sold them. The county sold them years ago. So you'll notice that they only have one lot over on Russell Road by Stu's business, kind of called East of the Tracks. It's pretty much all private. But they do own one down there for First Street Reed. But I think, yeah, this is pretty exciting, really. And yeah, gives us a lot of options. And Jerry worked hard on it, and Edco, and you got to thank the county for really stepping up on this one. The potentials are great. It's another tool in our toolbox. You know, we have the best industrial park, really, from Madras to Lapine, and we have large lot, small lot, we have the services, we have gas, we have electricity, we have, you know, electrical with Mid-State there, we have a lot of kilowatts right there. Throw this in, now we can control price. And you know, we have enterprise zone. So now if we don't bring anything, we'll have to blame everyone, blame each other, because we've got everything you need. You'll have to start getting some
producing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now we know who will be at the top of the blame list. I think, just for my comments, councilors, this is probably the best thing that's happened to us in the way of economic development. We couldn't have asked for a better way of being involved with this industrial land. And for the county as a partner to step up and say, hey, we understand how it is, how it has been. You guys take it over, manage it, and just send us a check once in a while. So I think it is one of the best things that's happened to us in this early years of Lapine. It's going to pay off. It's really going to be big. So, comments, council?
Well, I need to say it goes back from day one. When we were first incorporated. I remember talking with Alan Unger to get this whole thing going with Dennis Lee. And I believe former Mayor Kitty Shields probably carried on the same conversation. And I know it went back even before the city was incorporated to the industrial group when it was first formed. So the process has been underway for probably a good 8 years. And it is a long time coming. It is a time to celebrate because there was a lot of behind the scenes work put into this. So it is a great day for the Pines Industrial Group, and it'll give Jerry some real tools to use.
Anything?
No.
Okay.
No, this is great.
Agreed. Hey, thanks to everyone involved.
Oh yeah,
Jerry. I'm sure you got a big part in it.
Yep.
Tom Anderson played a big role. And I do want to acknowledge, maybe if I might, Liggy in the Lapine Industrial Group, you know, really helped lay the groundwork for this with the provisioning of, you know, wonderful infrastructure. This is just a fantastic asset. There's a great story to tell around it, but we haven't had the resources and the wherewithal to really tell that story out of town, out of the community, to be able to reach out to other business prospects. And this is very much a natural extension of them having provided the infrastructure and the groundwork, if you will, for the park, and now it's sort of the charter vault on us to run with it on the marketing end of things. And the revenue sharing is the best deal the county's ever done, as far as I know, because other preceding ones that I had researched, like in Redmond, actually involved purchase and balloon payments by the city to the county, and you know, Rick and Tom Anderson were able to negotiate around that and just make this a really sort of hands-off or low strings attached kind of an arrangement. So it's just a fantastic deal for the city, and now we can build and stand on the shoulders of what Liggy and others have done and get after it, and I'm sure we're going to make it happen.
Thank you. Let the record reflect that was Jerry Albert. His comments. Is there a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Let the record reflect that it's been approved unanimously, and that's great. Okay, public comment. We're at our period of public comment, and it's not even 6:30 yet. So, any public comment? Hearing none, I will move on to staff comments.
We just got our first, Eric brought in, it's our first hydrograph of First Street, the landscaping, so it's got the light posts, it's got trees. You know, he's got the trees too far apart, but that's all. This is what they just kind of run it out. It's a little bit different down here. Talked to ODOT today. We have a check you just signed for our share, $11,000. We have to prepay for moving the fire hydrants. And so they make us pay. So you sign that. If it's $10,000, they return. If it's $12,000, $13,000, we give you $100,000 to them. That'll take it. And there's no other fees in that project, I don't believe, because we don't have to move sewer lines. They looked that out. We were going to have to spend a lot more money on this. So that's good. They're bidding, starting bidding on Thursday. That project will go out to bid on Thursday. We asked them to add some conduit across over to Gordy's Corner, that other way, because we want to run it under the road while it's there, and in case we want to put a few trees there, and just have it, even if you don't put any now, it's under the road. So they're going to add that on later. We may have to pay for that, but it's good.
Is that?
Across, from McDonald's over.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
To that corner. Because otherwise, we would have had landscaping in three corners and nothing in fourth.
Right.
So it might be nice to put two or three in a little clump of trees just to kind of balance it. But
right.
That's up to people who are into that.
Okay.
That's not my thing. We have a landscape architect that's helping him because it's not his thing either. He's not a landscaper. Right?
That's right.
He's getting good at it. So that's good. Scott's got an interesting project he has to do tomorrow just for the kind of good of the order. We have one person has two tombstones out at the cemetery. So the family hadn't been around for 10 years and then they noticed it. So we are going to be going out tomorrow, he is, and the crew. And they're going to use the Vactor truck and we're going to do test holes where we think there is no one. And then decide if there is someone, and then if we discover there is anyone, that headstone's going away, and he will be left where he's supposed to be, next to his wife. And the state cemetery board had an investigator, and they called us and said we need to go figure this out. You know, we didn't own the cemetery then, we didn't run the cemetery because we've only ran it for 2 years, and this was 2001, so it was one of the little things that you inherit with taking on the cemetery. So Scott and the crew will be out there tomorrow doing, in fact, they're going to do potholing. I don't know if we like that term in a cemetery, but it's potholing, and that's what we do to find pipes. And they'll go down, and if you hit, don't they all have a concrete liner?
Well, it's a plastic liner.
So if you hit, you go down about 3 feet, but those should be at 2.5 feet, and if he hits, you'll come on top of that. Or if it goes down 3 or 4 feet, you know there was never anything there. What we think happened probably was they put a temporary headstone on, waiting for the permanent. Well, sometimes she said that they'll end up over in the weeds somewhere. Kid will come put them out. If this was upside down out in the bushes, they said they wouldn't worry about it. But this one is actually in a row with other people. So they felt that we needed to go figure out that we don't have somebody in the wrong place or two people up there or whatever. And the funeral was held in the middle of a snowstorm. There was a foot of snow. They couldn't get out there, so nobody went out during the burial. And the mortician said that they weren't around then.
They weren't.
So, never a dull moment.
No.
But at least you're helping the family figure out where it's...
Well, I told the lady from the cemetery thing today, I finally talked to her, I said, we'll do it this week, and he's already meeting the morticians up there tomorrow. So we'll be on this. You know, I pretty well, anytime when we had the one person shipped here from California, and he wasn't supposed to be here, we get right on these whenever these little things happen. I mean, this is a learning thing for us, running a cemetery. So we learn every day here. And we won $50 at the League of Oregon Cities for a credit.
I won $50 at
the
League of Oregon Cities for a credit. Anyone can use it, but I won it. Just so everyone's clear on that.
And the projects are going good. I see you've been taking photos down on the county project, and the bulletin did a story on that about a week ago.
I'm getting a lot of feedback about that too. Great job. City's moving forward. You guys are really doing a good job. Thanks for letting us know about this stuff, that kind of thing. So it's obvious to everyone, or so many people, that things are happening. It's getting done. And I think in the next couple of years, it'll really get done.
Well, yeah, I talked to ODOT today, and he was saying, well, now we got to, so they're working on that. Of course, you got Wicket going, but then he wants to start working on the end of. The other thing I found out, this is kind of interesting. There's a law, when they repave the road, because they're also repave everything for miles, now there's a law that triggers ADA on the other side of the road. So as part of the paving project, they're going to have to go over and make sure, now they won't do what they're doing on this side with the streetscapes, but they are going to have to go over and make sure that you have the ADA ramps, the little yellow, all that stuff, and the, you know, whatever else, and we may have a section or two missing, or if they're going like that. So in that project of paving, we actually will get some new sidewalks and improved corners on the east side. And of course, the west side will be $1 million worth of new streetscape. But they want to start planning. Today, Mike Darling said they want to be kind of moving toward that.
Right.
Because that would be a year and a half of work. And it's because some of the trickiness we're going to have with the businesses on this side.
Especially one of them.
Yeah, and I talked to you about maybe we'll do some parallel parking, because they did that in Madras when they did the streetscape. They had to have a couple street parking, which we don't have now, but you can bring her in and have like in front of the grocery store there, put two or three spaces, and with Brian Earls, do kind of a thing like they did in Maupin, we've talked about with sidewalks and things, and so we'll work with Brian a lot. That's kind of the tough crunch spot, but that's going to take more time,
yeah.
So they want to work on it, so that's good.
Great. Comments, Council? Karen? Anything?
Well, I think we're moving forward, and that's a good thing. And I like the fact that we decided economic development was going to be where the money goes to out of the industrial park. We've moved really forward with that, and it's been 8 years. And we wanted them to give it to us, but I think they gave us something better. So I think they're working with us. I think that South County is finally becoming a part of Deschutes County. And that's a good thing.
Nothing.
Okay, Stu?
Nope. No, I'm good.
The only thing I have, and I committed to Representative Wisnett, I think that's District 53, there's a special license program going on right now, and it has to do with children, and if anybody's got a better description of it, please speak up. They are about 100 license plates short of selling enough of them to make the program continuous. So they have to sell X number in the beginning to get the renewals to a point where it's reasonably profitable, or I don't know how else to say it, for the state to maintain the program. So, and it's all about license plates that supports children in difficult situations, stress. You know. The money goes to a children's program. And
they have to get by. Mrs. Wisnett was on me last year about this, and we were all at a meeting the other day with three legislators. The mayor was there, and of course she was there. And what it does is, you know how you see the firefighter license plate or the Crater Lake? You know, there's so many requests for license plates. The state is saying, the legislature has adopted a policy, or ODOT or somebody, you have to have 500 people ask or buy for the license plate for like 3 years or so many years in a row before they will make it a permanent one. If they don't get 500, then it won't be a license plate available. And I think this is like their third year, something like that. And so she's out pushing that pretty hard.
Yeah. So if you like to have a nice license plate that supports something very beneficial to our children, there's a program. Go to DMV right here and you can sign up for it. That's all I've got.
One thing that we can do it now, so we've got a minute, is because you were the November meeting, our first meeting's great because it's just the second week. But we normally, since we're on Wednesday night, Thanksgiving's Thursday, people start traveling to grandma's, or grandma comes to your house, and neither of which do you want to be here at 7 or 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving Eve as the turkey is being stuffed. So we would probably not hold, that would be a work session, so we'll have one, we'll probably have one meeting in both November and December for Christmas and Thanksgiving, if that's okay. So that would be November 26th, Wednesday night,
right.
We would not
right.
hold a meeting, and we haven't, ever.
We haven't done it, I know, for the last 2 years. Yeah.
So is that fine with
everyone? Is that a consensus? All?
Perfect.
Okay.
So yeah. We'll meet on the 12th, and you will be gone.
I'll be gone.
So Stu will be running the meeting on the 12th.
What if both of us are going?
Then one of these three.
I got to check my calendar.
Well, you can do that soon. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Moved?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Remember how fast this was when everybody else?
The mayor's headed to Hawaii.
I know, but I wanted to remember what.